Fall in the Woodland, Stars in the Forest. The change of seasons is starting to be noticeable in Cabaneros Park. The smell of wet soil by recent rains, the colder temperatures, and the gore oak trees' ochre-tone leaves, which stand out from the home oaks and corn oaks thicket, are evidence that fall had arrived in the park several weeks ago. It's the end of October. The morning is dawning, and some shy sun rays try unsuccessfully to heat the ground. The forest seems to wake up, and in a while, all its inhabitants will be in full activity. Pay attention to what is happening in the main scene. You have a great opportunity to see three of Cabaneros Park's main protagonists together, such as the Iberian Imperial Eagle, the Black Vulture, and the Iberian Lynx. Three corn oak trees stand out in the scene's foreground in front of you. Look at the one in the middle. A pair of Iberian Imperial Eagles nested on one of the branches last spring, not far from the ground. To the right, perched on another branch, the parents watch proudly their chick already grown up and fully feathered. It wasn't easy to feed him during these months. His other brother died when he fell from the nest, soon after hatching. The young eagle is definitely about to leave the nest to look for other territories to settle down in. Within 3 or 4 years, he will become an adult and will return to breed near the forest where he was born. Look now at the base of this cork oak. Under its branches, one can see a good representation of Mediterranean shrubs with flowers and fruits typical in the fall. You can see from left to right a strawberry tree, a heather, a peony, a rock rose, a labiérnago, and a thyme flower. They are some species common in Cabaneros Park's forest in the fall. A huge food pantry after the torrid summer and before, dealing with the harshness of winter. Look now at the scene's left side. A colony of black vultures has settled in a corn oak, a bit smaller than the previous one. They are two families with respective chicks whose nests should not be very far away. The parents of one of these families, both perched on the tree's branches, watch their baby vulture performing different movements on the ground under their watchful eyes. On this corn oak's right side, the other parents watch how their chick tries to fly. The sound of a snort in the air and a pair of wing beats precedes its violent landing with outstretched wings. The learning and training of these movements are essential to ensure the survival of both chicks. Soon, they'll leave their respective nests and will go hundreds of miles away from this place. Look now at the scene's right side, under the branches of the third corn oak tree, where a noisy flock of magpies has nested. Two individuals of the most endangered felines in our lands, the Iberian lynx, have shown up by surprise. They are probably two young Iberian lynxes from the southern peninsula, which are seeking to establish their own territories. Get closer and try not to make any noise. While one of them is resting, the other one approaches stealthily, a rabbit which is hesitant to come out of the warren entrance. Rabbits are their main source of food, and they can't pass up this opportunity, since every day it gets harder to find them. in and out in a flash, the Iberian lynx has caught the rabbit, and the ambush has been a success. The morning has started well for these two Iberian lynxes, but they need more proteins, so they'll have to hunt down another rabbit before the end of the day. If you want to know more about the Mediterranean forest and the species that inhabit it, get closer to the screens which are next to the scene and enjoy the activities that we suggest. With the interactive Who's Who, you'll be able to get more information about the scene and species represented in this room. The game Explore the Forest allows you to get to know better the most characteristic species of the Mediterranean forest. I'll be waiting in the next room in order to discover Cabaneros' park's deciduous forest in the fall.